Milton school teacher Penny Nickerson placed four signs with messages like "Love Trumps Hate" and "Women's Rights Equals Human Rights" in her yard following the 2016 presidential election. In February, she was told the signs violated the town's code. ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Kathleen McRae says Nickerson came to her after efforts to meet with city officials proved fruitless.
She tried to settle it herself with city officials, with town officials. Didn't get any satisfaction, got a couple of letters saying, we're right, you're wrong, it's not protected speech, it's not the First Amendment protection that you claim.
But Widener law professor Alan Garfield says political messages, especially on yard signs in someone's own yard, are protected speech.
This is a classic, cheap, easy, grassroots means of communication.
Garfield says this and the fact that Milton's town code permits other messages like professional advertisements to be displayed on yard signs year-round mean it's likely the court will rule in Nickerson's favor.
When the law regulates based on the content of the message, then the court is very, very strict in its review.
Garfield cited a similar case from 1994 in which the Supreme Court upheld the free speech of a Missouri woman who had displayed yard signs expressing her opposition to the Persian Gulf War. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.